Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, the icon, the leader of the F4L, and the host of the F4L headquarters, the leader of the F4L, Sean Jazz Stevens, and this is our second show of 2022, kicking things off with a bang with our very special guest, Jaden Brooks, who will be coming in momentarily, chomping at the bit to come into the headquarters. He's been on top of things. He's been a very busy young man. Of course, he is one half of our current United States Tag Team Champions. And before we have him on, I just want to wish a very special happy birthday to his tag team partner and his best friend and our member of our roster, Connor Bolts, who will be coming on the podcast eventually too. But I want to wish him a very happy birthday. May all his dreams come true. And today we're going to have Jaden come on and chat with us about how he stays in shape. He's a tremendous young man, like I said. He'll be joining in momentarily to discuss, you know, dream making and so forth. He'll be coming in for a little while, see how that goes. First time here at the F4L headquarters. And, of course, we all know how that goes. We like to be welcoming here in the F4L headquarters and the F4L in general. So hopefully you guys are all doing well. Wherever you guys are in the world, hope you guys are enjoying the first half of the year. Just began. Of course, you have missed it. Yesterday, we put up the all new first episode of 2022 on our YouTube page, so you guys can go over there and check that out. Today, there will be a bonus match. They'll be up on YouTube a little later on. It is the Connor Bolts birthday brawl, a team brawl, which will be exciting. It's a team warfare match featuring the United States Tag Team Champions, Connor and Jaden, who is coming on the show shortly. They're the Varsity Club. They're currently United States Tag Team Champions, teaming with United States Champion John the Iceman and special guest Ernie Hudson, the original Ghostbuster. They take on the team that they won the titles from, the South Park Rangers, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, along with the Clownfish and the Leprechaun. Because it's going to get things strange. You got to know who to call. That's how that works. Yep. So it's how it works. And we're just getting things momentarily. I'm hoping everything goes well today. It should, we hope. First call-in guest of 2022. Hopefully everything works as it should. should, hopefully. And, yeah, so it should be fun. Now, you know, I'm just going to kill time and wait until Jin comes on because, you know, things are going on there. And just a little quick thing, after Jaden comes off, I don't know, I think he said he's at an hour. He's a very time-scheduled individual, so which is a cool thing. It's good to be motivated and have a schedule. I like to be punctual myself and be places and do things in a timely manner. So after he comes off, we'll be talking about some movie stuff, maybe some Monster Mania news, and who knows, some other stuff too. And a quick reminder, sometime soon, my son and I will be coming on this podcast. We'll be announcing our class of 2022 Jazz and Sons Hall of Fame. That will feature people in which have been on our show before in the Jazz and Sons Dream Masters legacy, because we've been doing it, and we're going to be inducting people into our Hall of Fame this year. Last year we had, you know, quite an interesting group. Horror Connection getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with some others. Last year it was Bruce Lee, the Horror Connection, Supergirl, and Christina Ricci, and of course Peter Griffin and Homer Simpson, the very first two people to kick off our show way back in the day, were inducted into the Hall of Fame last year. This year and going forward, we're only going to have four classes and four inductees into the Hall of Fame. So there'll be that as well. Well, speaking of which, let's see. Hello, welcome to the FRL headquarters. Hello, this is the FRL headquarters. I am the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, and who do we have calling today?
Hello, this is Jaden Brooks.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. So that's a success. That's a good start of the year, I guess, since last year we had some technical difficulties towards the end. So I guess good luck is with us today. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm groovy like a movie, brother. We've just been, you know, busy doing stuff. And you know, I think both of us are busy and doing our own things on multiple things in various different aspects. So, you know, it's understandable how long it takes us to connect like us, you know?
Yeah, because we've been planning this.
But first, I want to welcome you officially to – yeah, I know. First, I want to welcome you to the FRL headquarters officially. Welcome to your first time.
Hello,
you know.
Everyone, for having me.
So it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Oh, it's always good. So we're not like every other podcast in the world because we like to keep things easy going, you know, kind of low key. You know, we like to get our meat and potatoes, like, you know, matted up. But also, it's supposed to be fun and relaxed. So just enjoy and, you know, go from there. Okay, bud?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So, Jaden, we've been talking about, you know, various different things on this show, of course, and everywhere else. I like to highlight people who I think do an amazing job being an inspiration, a role model for a lot of people.
Wait, what did you say? I can't hear you. I couldn't hear you.
They know the fundamentals of putting to work, like goals and whatnot. So why don't we start by, you know, just explaining to people, like, you know, who you are, where you're from, and, you know, what it is that what you do.
So my name is Jaden Brooks, and I'm from North Carolina, USA. And I started an Instagram about a year ago now, over a year ago. And I grew it to 15,000 followers, inspired tons of people, helped suicidal, depressed people. And helped a lot of people get in shape, launched my own programs with my best friend Connor. And we're still working on that. It's not – the programs are definitely not where we want them to be. But, you know, we're working on them. And so then that Instagram was deleted, and now I started another one that's now up to 7,000. So that's basically a quick summary of me at the moment, yeah.
That's a lot of things, though, for most people. I mean, if you think about it, most young people can't really say, well, I've had X amount of subscribers, I've done this, that, and the other thing, and I have, you know, inspired many people and stuff like that. I think it's important to recognize when we do important things to take, to take some ownership for that. I think that's something to be proud of. Or are you one of those people who kind of don't see that, you know, you're doing anything impressive, you're just viewing you?
Yeah, I think it's definitely good to be proud of what you've done, but I also don't think, like, be, like, overly cocky about it is not good either. So I try to be, like, humble, but at the same time, like, proud of myself, you know?
Definitely. And I've seen a lot of the things you said on various different subjects, like different, you know, as far as, like, supplements and things like that. And, you know, being someone who is all over social media, I know that we all deal with various different aspects of things from bullying to annoying and creepy, weird people and everything else. I'm just curious, how do you deal with that particularly? What is your usual go-to, you know, device for that? Do you guys you have a tip to people out there who are also dealing with the same things?
With, like, the creepy people on Instagram? Are you
creepy
saying?
People or bullies on Instagram? How do you deal with that?
So, yeah, I get a lot of hate, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't really understand why. But I've had a bunch of death threats, a bunch of hate, bullies, and obviously a bunch of pedophiles, creeps, you know. So a great way to deal with them. If it's not, like, bad hate or anything, then, or if it's not, like, too far, like, to death threats or anything like that, try to treat them with, like, compassion and be like, yo, I know you're going through a lot right now. Because the reason people hate is just to bring other people down to where they are so that they feel like they're not alone in this, in their hard world or whatever, what they think is hard, and they think they're going, or they are going through something hard, so they try to bring other people down low with them. So just try to treat a lot of the haters with compassion. But if they take it too far as, like, death threats, which I've gotten a lot of death threats, honestly, I have no idea why, but yeah, I've got a lot of death threats about stuff, and honestly, just, like, report them if they keep coming back, because there was this one guy, he's been messaging me for over a year now, and he just, like, he's like this, he's a creep, and then if you don't give him what he wants, like, he'll just start sending you countless death threats and things like that. So then when it's people like that, just, like, block, report them, all that stuff, because you can't fix people if they don't want to be fixed or help people. And that's just too far. You don't have to. It's not your, like, duty to deal with that kind of stuff if you don't want to, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you ever get your, like, parents involved or anything like that? Do you say, hey, Mo, whoever, I don't know what your family situation is, but do you, like, say, hey, Dad, Mom, look at this, what this person's doing, or do you kind of deal with things yourself?
I mean, at the start, I did a little bit, but I don't really anymore because, like, they've taught me, like, how to deal with things like that. And so, like, yeah, I just usually, like, light haters or anything like that, I don't block them. I just, like, if I can, I try to help, like, the death threats and stuff like that. I'm not going to put up with that, so.
No, nor should you,
yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
you know,
but they've taught me how to do that, so.
Yep.
I don't really do that anymore, but, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, man. That's good. You know, I come from, I think you already knew this, but I come from pro wrestling, and I did that for a long period of time. And, you know, the interesting thing about wrestling is when you're in character, if you're a good person or a good guy, so to speak, we call those faces, then everyone loves you and everyone's, you know, there. But when you're a heel or a bad guy, we get the same kind of heat, or if not worse, because our job is to make people not like us, believe it or not, and our goal is to, you know, make the good guys look good and whatnot, you know, the whole villain, you know, hero kind of a thing. So
yeah.
I actually can relate to that. I mean, I'm used to, coming from pro wrestling, I'm used to, you know, the hating and the people who, actually, back in wrestling, we got a lot worse. We were probably the original people hated the most, because you need someone to, you know, harness your anger towards, you know, and I think that's what the purpose of the heel is, and or in movies in general, there's always going to be that really good villain that someone has to villainize, even if you're a good person,
yeah,
by heart. Like, outside of the ring, when I'm not a, you know, in character as a heel, Jazz Fitness, as odd as that sounds, but when I'm Jazz Fitness in character as the bad guy, and I am in the ring, but outside the ring, I try to be a little bit nicer than that. I usually, most people would probably describe it as pretty humble, and I try to tell people, like, I can inspire yourself, and, you know, help people, you know, get over, so to speak, and give people the tools they need to make their own dreams happen, like I have, you know.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do that, you know.
A lot of people have, like, they think that what they are on social media is exactly what they're like in real life, and that's just not usually the case for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, that's the sad part, because I mean, on a screen, depending on what I'm portraying, if I'm a character, then I'm my character, but, you know, what I am on social media is exactly who I am. When I go
yeah.
to do my public lectures and stuff like that, that's still who I am. I'm, you know, it's just part of what we do, you know. Now,
yeah,
let me ask you, so today's your, what's up? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, what did you say? You can say.
No, it's cool. What were you going to say?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, yeah, I think it's definitely good to, on social media, to do what you want to do and be yourself. And, like, yeah, I every once in a while, like, I'll ask the followers, like, what I should do. But that's not, you know, trying to, I'm not going to do, like, obviously whatever they tell me to do. I'm just looking for ideas and stuff. So I think it's definitely good to be yourself when on social media and do what you want to do on there.
Definitely. Definitely. And now let me ask you this, because I'm just curious, and actually a lot of the things come up. Now, when a number of months ago, I had mentioned to you about the wrestling thing, and I added you to our roster, as I'm sure everyone knows, and everyone already knows who listens to this show knows the, you know, how all of our characters perform and stuff. How much of that stuff have you actually seen? Have you watched any of your matches, or are you one of those people, I'm not really going to watch myself on TV?
Yeah, I've seen a couple. I've seen some of them. I actually really like them. I just haven't seen, like, I definitely need to catch up because I actually do like them, but I have not seen.
I mean, I don't take offense if you say no. I've never watched it because sometimes people get busy. You know what I mean? And you know, what's funny about our show is I often talk to people who don't even know they're on our show. And then when I tell them, hey, you know, you've been on our show for like 3 years and you're like, you've been a champion multiple times. And, you know, that's when a lot of the conversations start. And actually, since doing this new thing, because, you know, I think, you know, I don't know if you know the history of how our show started, but I started the show with my son a long time ago. Actually, it was by accident because he was sick from school one day. So to cheer him up, I, you know, using one of the wrestling games, I built Peter Griffin and Homer Simpson from The Family Guy and from The Simpsons. I'm sure everyone knows them, right? You watch television,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't
All
seen
right,
the
cool.
show. Yeah.
No, that was a long time ago. But basically, I was just, you know, that's how our show started. And then, you know, we wanted to see who would win between because one's not about, you know, who's tougher. Well, let's find out. We found out we could set the demo. Match actually plays itself out. It can be the winner. We just call the action. So I did to cheer him up, and that turned into this now. So that's the history of Dream Masks. But what I did in 2020 is I saw people like yourself and other people who are doing impressive things and people who, like myself, I mean, I've always been someone who's been goal-oriented and someone who knew that I needed to get my job. You know, I knew what I needed to do to get the jobs and the goals that I needed to do done. And a lot of people doubted a lot of the things I said I was going to do. But because I know the hard work and dedication thing, like I see in a lot of your work, that's one of the things that I see a lot in your various different, the talks you do and, you know, your presentation is your drive, your commitment, and, you know, all that stuff. And the fact that you do your research, which not a lot of people do. Usually people just say things off the top of their head and, you know, what can they do? You do know your stuff. Props to you. But, you know, that's why reasons I said, you know what, Jimmy is part of the show. And then you are such a natural as your friends.
Oh, are you there? You just cut out.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're cutting.
Can you hear me? I'm cutting out. Can you hear me now?
A lot of what you said. Yeah, I heard a lot of what you said, but it cut out at the end. What were you saying?
Oh, okay. Well, what I was saying was I like to feature people yourself who basically, you know, make your goals and your dreams happen. You know what I mean? With the hard work and dedication to see you do it.
Cutting out. Yeah, I definitely agree. It takes a lot of dedication and hard work if you want to get to your goals and all that and pursue your dreams and do all that. You definitely need to work hard. And everyone always asks me, like, how can I stay motivated? And it's like, you're not always going to be motivated. You're going to be, like, motivation is very unreliable. at some point you're going to have it, at some point you're not. So you got to learn to do the things you don't want to do to get the results that you want to get. Like, average work is not going to get you your dreams. Average work is going to get you average results. And you got to do stuff that you don't want to do. Putting on this thing that, like, you know, I'm not perfect. Also, like, sometimes, like, I don't do what I need to do. And I think that's something everyone struggles with. So, yeah, if you ever feel like you're not getting what you need to done, it's like, it's just okay as long as you don't give up and you keep trying. Because I struggle with that too sometimes. So that's something people need to know too.
That's right. We're all human, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Definitely. I think a lot of people sometimes forget that we're all human.
Yeah.
And that's important.
A lot of people do, definitely.
And it's important to know our limitations, even though sometimes we like to push ourselves past those limitations. But, you know, I get that and stuff like that. So, Jaden, what do you do for fun? What is your, like, you know, outside of the social media stuff, what does Jaden Brooks do for fun and just to hang out as Jaden Brooks?
So, I mean, lately we've been working on, we're moving. So I've been lately doing that a lot. But also I do, sometimes I like play video games sometimes. Not a ton, but yeah, sometimes. And then I do something called Wim Hof breathing a lot, and ice baths and things like that. And I like to go hiking a lot. Hiking is one of my favorite things. I love it.
Oh, man.
And let's see. Yeah, hiking mainly. I like, obviously, I like working out, and I want to work more on my workout programs because they're not where I want them to be. So I need to start working more. And, yeah, I mean, that's basically a summary. But, yeah, yeah. The main thing I like to do is, like, just get out in nature. Like,
yeah,
some days I'll just go meet up with Connor, and we're just, like, out biking, exploring for literally, like, hours at a time. You know, just in the woods or through neighborhoods and things like that. Honestly, yeah, that's like probably my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. No, I respect that because I really enjoy hiking myself. I grew up always in the nature woods, and I was always hiking. I've been very fortunate in these like mountainous kind of areas, and a lot of natural preserves, and a lot of like various, you know, woodsy kind of areas, and it's really nice.
Yep.
I don't think enough people take an appreciation to nature itself, and I it's often sad to me. And I also do a lot of the same things, and that's awesome that you do those things. That's great.
Yeah, I think nature, like, if anyone is, like, struggling with, like if they're sad or, like, they have depression or something like that, one of the best things they can do is get out in nature, honestly.
You're right.
It helps so much.
It really does.
It definitely does.
Now, do you meditate at all when you're out there in nature and stuff, or do you not? Do you know how to meditate? I know you're a fitness guy, but sometimes.
I don't, like, all the time, but I try to meditate. I try to do a bunch of, like, shorter meditations, like, throughout the day is what I try to do usually. I feel like that's a lot better for me than just one, like, longer one. I like to just do a bunch of shorter ones throughout the day.
Meditation doesn't have to be long. I think that's one of the misconceptions people have about meditation. I think they think they have to sit there, you know, legs crossed and, you know, sit there for hours humming to themselves, which that's not necessarily what, you know, that's not necessarily meditation as a whole. That's just how some people do it, you know what I mean? But sometimes can you hear me?
I think that's a big reason why a lot of people don't meditate is just because, like, they automatically think they have to meditate 30 minutes a day, which a lot of people, like, if you tell an average person to go instantly from not meditating at all to meditate 30 minutes a day, like, they're going to have a ton of trouble. So a better thing to do is just, like, start off at 2 minutes a day. It'll, it's not a lot, but at the end of the week, that's a total of 14 minutes. And if you do, and then up it, like, a minute every week or two, and boom, you'll be there within no time.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. Actually, you guys seem to have a really nice way. I've seen some of the nature stuff you guys have. That's an amazing area out there.
Yeah, it's nice out here. Very nice.
I haven't been down that far south yet. Well, in my wrestling days, I went all over the place. But actually, I got friends out in North Carolina and South Carolina and things like that. My wife's good friend's a wrestler out there in North Carolina. His family has a whole acre over there. Nice areas. Yeah. Now, you said you're moving. Is it a far move? Is it a close move? Is it another town away? Or is it are you moving across the world?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
And,
yeah.
But the only thing is, though, I'm not going to be as close to Connor, so we won't really be able to, like, bike to each other's houses anymore. Instead, he'll have to just, like, probably, like, get driven here or something. So, that's the only, like, bad part. But other than that, it'll be completely fine. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned to you before, I moved when I was a younger person, too. And I think the important thing to know is just because you move somewhere doesn't necessarily mean that's the end of the friendship.
Because
I honestly, you know, when you have a really strong friend and you have a real strong bond with someone, it doesn't matter how far you go. My old saying, I know you guys are huge on your quotes. Well, one of my biggest quotes is, real friends are like boomerangs. No matter how far they go, they always come back to you eventually. So that's kind of a metaphor for life, because I've seen it myself, and you will too, I hope.
It's definitely a true friend will definitely be there no matter what. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important to know, like, who your real friends are versus not the real ones, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people out there claiming to be friends, you know what I mean? A lot of people, I'm your good friend, and da-da-da, and then, it turns out, like, how you know each other. You're just friends somehow. And it's more of an acquaintance type thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think definitely a lot of people are way too unprotective of, like, who they let, like, be friends with them. Like, I am super, like, cautious of who I let, like, be friends with me. Because, like, I only want, like, the truest of friends. So that's why, like, Connor's, like, basically, like, one of my only friends. Like, I have a couple other friends, but Connor's probably definitely my the truest. So,
I also came up with a saying a long time ago when I started the F4L. It's because a lot of people often wonder, like, how do you know a real friend from a fake one? Well, the easiest way to do it is a saying I say all the time. I teach my kids and everything else is real friends don't kick you when you're down; they help you up. It's the easiest way to look at it. So your real friend doesn't matter, be there. And they celebrate your success and things of that nature, you know what I mean? And they kind of compliment each other, you know what I mean, the friendship. That's kind of what it is. And it sounds like you and Connor are definitely that, which one of the reasons why you guys are probably tag team champions, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Already.
I definitely think that, Connor's been a great friend. I think there's a quote that says, like, I don't know, I think it's like, if you don't, like, if you're not there when I'm down or bad, if you're not there when I'm down, you don't deserve me when I'm up or something like that. And it's
that's a good one.
Yeah, a lot of people definitely aren't there to support when you're not in a good place, and that you need to find people that are. So.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What do you know about the F4L? Out of curiosity.
I actually know, I don't, what I talk I don't remember about? Yeah, I know, what you have told me and all that. So
It does come to time. Yeah. Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, I'm listening. I had a, what did you say?
I can't. Well, you're lagging out kind of bad, so could you say
it
again?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good now. You're good now.
Yeah, I got some type of notification letting me know that everything is all set on this end. Multitasking, you know how it goes. I'm sorry about that, brother. Anyway, go ahead. You were asking what now?
No, you just asked me what I know about, F4L, and I just said that basically, what you told me is what basically all I knew. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's the lifestyle of the F4L, friends, fans, family for life. It's, we represent love, care, and compassion, understanding, respect for everyone's differences. And that's how we live our lives every day. And that's what it is to be F4L. And that's what I saw a long time ago is, I found people who are not positive, a lot of negative people, and didn't like a lot of that. I started my own family and my group of friends, and we kind of formed that. That's where F4L came from. And that's kind of the basis to be F4L, love, care, and compassion, understanding, respect for each other's differences. And your friends, your real friends, become part of your family. And if you're F4L, you're connected by the F4L worldwide. That's kind of how it works. Yeah, that's what the F4L is. So when I hear you talking about, your bond with Connor and things like that, and also the fact you know what it is to be a real friend and stuff like that, and you're absolutely correct. You have to be careful who you let in your circle because there are many people who are kind of blinded. If I have all these friends in the world and, everything else, but when, when everything hits the fan and when everything goes, who do you go to? Who do you rely on? You know what I mean? It's
definitely.
Kind of one of those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've known a lot of people who will, think that the more friends they have, the better, and they basically try to shape their personality different from who they actually are in order to get more friends, and I just think that's really not good. I definitely think you should be able to be yourself around your friends. So
you're right. You're always yourself, no matter when you are, where you are. And if you have to change yourself to be around the people you call friends, then maybe that's not the right friend circle to be around. You know what I mean? Your friends accept you no matter what. Your friends are the ones who, you go to war with. They're the ones who you bandage each other up. You're the ones who, if someone has a rough time, before they even ask, if you need something, they're right there before you even get a chance. If they hear something bad news or whatever, without having to ask, they're right there. Gesundheit, did you just sneeze? Did you just sneeze? Oh, sorry. I thought I heard a noise. Anyway. Yeah, but anyway, that's important stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. So.
But, the good thing is, keep contact with them and stuff like that. I'm sure that's going to be, tough at first. But as long as you guys keep that bond and stuff like that, you shouldn't have any issues. I got F4L around the world because of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like you said, friends will never, stop being friends with you unless, they'll always be there for you, basically. So you want to find people like that.
They will. So what is your kind of goals? I saw the other day you put out you were asking people about resolutions, which, I have a different take on resolutions than everybody else. I feel that a lot of people have the intention to want to have resolutions at the beginning of the year, but as the course goes on throughout the year, those kind of goals kind of start dwindling down. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
Like the beginning of the year. Yep.
The only I definitely agree with you. I don't think there should, unless you literally just get the urge to start, that day and it just happens to be New Year's, like, fine. But I don't think you should wait till New Year's to change how you live. And, like, because so many people, I read an article and 80% of New Year's resolutions are, like, completely finished. Like, not a trace of them or 80% of them are completely finished by August, I think it was. It's mm-hmm. like, and they're saying, all right, well, I'll just start New Year's resolution. I'll just start on New Year's again. And it's like, they just keep living the cycle.
Yeah.
Just thinking change every single New Year. Next thing you know, it's been 30 years. They're the exact same person they were 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So
right.
Just start
and they don't move.
Today.
Right.
Another problem with that is, like, people on New Year's resolutions, they always go all in. They always go from, like, doing nothing to doing everything. And that's a big problem because then you're, like, 10 times less likely to stick to it as if you started small and worked your way up to doing all in and doing all that stuff. So
exactly. Exactly. And that was kind of my point, too. I said a lot of people like to make these, you know, plans. They will lose weight. They want to quit smoking. They want to quit drinking or whatever the case may be. But yet, you know, instead of making these big, huge things, start cutting back on little things here and there, like losing weight, wanting to go to a gym, owning a gym. How many times have you seen, I mean, you're from the fitness world. How many people have you known whose goal was to get in shape? So they join a gym. And then what happens like 3 months from after joining the gym, they go maybe three times and then they'll never go again.
Yeah, it's so true, dude. It's like, I know so many people, like a couple of them, like from my family, they'll say every single year, like, this year I'm going to get in shape, this year I'm going to do this. And they'll do really good for up to like 3 months, couple months. But then they'll fall right back to their old habits. So like I said, they need to start small and work their way
right.
up. And a lot of people are like, they say, like, I'm all or nothing. It's like, well, you're going to have to work around that. I mean, you're just going to keep going in a cycle. If, like, I think everyone struggles with the all or nothing mindset, but you're going to have to work around that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's spot on. That's what I've always found. I mean, When I was starting out, I was a very small kid growing up. That's one of the reasons why a lot of people doubted I'd become a pro wrestler. I was always very tiny. As a young kid, I was very picky as far as eating goes. So I was very, very thin, like bone thin. It was disgusting, if I might say. And just a lot of people doubted that I would, you know, want to be a wrestler because I was so small as far as, like, you know, skinny, thin, you know. I wasn't very tall either. In real life, I'm only 6 feet tall. And in pro wrestling, a lot of people believe that, if you say you're a wrestler, a lot of people think, you know, you have to be 6'9" and 500 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
But, thanks to guys in the business in wrestling, for example, who are like, guys like, I don't know if you watch any wrestling at all, but guys like Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels, those are guys who are like 5'10" and about, 200 pounds soaking wet. Those are the guys who kind of open the door for guys like me, who's only 6 feet tall. But I was 6 feet tall, but I practiced various forms of martial arts. So, and I was doing that at 4 years old. So even though I was really thin, I was already, practicing other types of combat. I was already competing in, like, tournaments and stuff and things like that. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. I know you said you want to get into boxing. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what's going on with the boxing thing? What got you into wanting to box and all that stuff? I'm just curious.
I don't know when I started wanting to box, but it was a couple years ago. And basically started a couple years ago, I wanted to box. And then it was because, like, I just watched, like, a couple of fights. And I was like, dude, that looks so cool. I just want to do that. It's like just fighting people with your hands. I don't know why, but that just sounds so epic. I want to start Like, I have a bunch of boxing stuff, and I train it, but I haven't been training as much because I've been trying to gain weight because I was super skinny, and cardio
is harder.
I know that.
I know how that goes. Yep.
Oh, yeah. So I haven't been training it that much lately, but before I was bulking, I was training it, like, every workout session, just hitting the bag, sparring with my brother sometimes, doing all sorts of stuff, speed bag, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
out of curiosity, I should have asked you this already. How old are you again?
I just turned 14 in November.
Oh, okay, 14. Okay, that's good. That's a good age to actually do a lot of that. I actually, when I wanted to get into kind of like being physical and I was tired of being skinny, like I was,
yeah,
like up until I was about 13 or so, I went to the doctor and I said, when could I start lifting weights? Because I, you know, wanted to become a pro wrestler. I was tired of everyone telling me I wasn't going to be able to do that, even though I was already competing in combat things. And I was already boxing too. But it's done a little differently than pro wrestling and things like that. But in general, I love, you know, being a sportsman person anyway. I like playing sports. I'm very competitive in nature. So, I mean, it was one of those things I enjoyed. I actually love boxing. I also did Muay Thai as well, which is Thai kickboxing. I don't know if you've ever played with that at all. But that's a lot of fun. Actually, that's a good workout too, by the way. There's a lot of like workout. I know you're a big calisthenic person, right?
Yes, calisthenics.
And you know, a lot of people underrate the calisthenics, which is a complete mistake because I love calisthenics. But I think calisthenics are the fundamental staying in shape. And a lot of people don't give the respect to that as much as they should.
Yeah. That used to make me so mad when people would say that calisthenics is useless and all that. I'd be like, no, this is completely false. And then I would be like, I used to be on the complete opposite end that weights weren't good. And I'm like, now it's like I have a good mix between the two because they're both very mm-hmm. beneficial and they're both great. So
yeah.
I think you should be hybrid. So, yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
But,
and, you know, even the hiking in the woods, you know that that's actually a workout itself, right? Like that you hike in the nature, like I don't know how the like terrains are and stuff, but if you're hiking a nice woodsy area, like you have to climb rocks and go around different things, that's all a workout, you know what I mean? People don't take into account those things though.
Yeah, I think walking for if you're trying to lose weight is very underrated cardio form. Because, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people do this high-intensity running and HIIT and all this stuff. You can walk and get the same results.
Yeah.
And it'll be more enjoyable, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You don't kill yourself running, you know, and dying at the end of it. But on the same sense, you feel amazing after it, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of that, we have a lot of that in common. That's how we kind of grew up, and that's how I still do things. You know, I take into account a lot of my calisthenics. Playing the various different sports and things like that, you always have to warm up before you play anything. Calisthenics are fundamental. And, you know, when I see people who are just automatically – I mean, to be fair, I did get into weightlifting as well because I wanted to go into pro wrestling. So I started that too. But – here's the thing. I also did it controlled because I had different sports I was involved in. In high school, I was what they called a tri-sporter. So I played football, which is European football, and America, that's soccer.
Yep.
I played that. I call it football. Sorry, that's just how I grew up. Sorry, but anyway, football. I was in the fall, you know, soccer for American audiences. And then I was on the wrestling squad during the winter and then summer swim team. Those are three different sports. And all of them, you kind of have to stay in shape for various different wrestling type. This is high school wrestling, not wrestling. But in high school wrestling, you especially, you know, you're dealing with weight classes and stuff like that, you'll get a crash course and, you know, conditioning that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, good stuff. But, anywho, that's good stuff. But anyway, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you say you have about an hour you can be on the show. So I don't want to keep you from everything else you got to do today, but it's always awesome to have you here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, you just need to tell me when you're getting ready to go, so I know when you're ready to go, because I just naturally just run the show.
Probably in about 20 minutes, I should probably go back, because we've got still a lot of work on the house and stuff, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I wish you guys well with that and stuff like that. Before we leave, just before you go, I would just let people know, you know, at the end we'll let, you know, you can let people know where you can find you so they can watch your you know, movements and stuff like that. You said you play video games. Do you play video games?
Oh, wait, you're lagging out. Can you say that again?
Oh, sorry. You said you play video games sometimes?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
What do you play for video games?
The main game I play is Minecraft. It's like one of the best games for your brain because it uses creative aspect of your brain. It makes you better at coordination, actually, too. So, and, yeah, I play a bit too much right now. I want to cut it back, but it's definitely
my son is actually a huge fan of Minecraft, so I'm very familiar with Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my son loves Minecraft. If you go back to our show early, like before you guys joined the roster, we actually had a Minecraft character who's a villain, who's actually one of the most popular characters that everyone loves to hate, who's a Minecraft character. His name is Brock Brown.
Yeah.
So if you ever go back to the show, watch Brock Brown and he's the leader of Social Outcasts. But he's a Minecraft-style character, so he's like the box frame and whatever else, like Minecraft.
Oh, I think
and my son.
In a while.
Yeah.
But I actually think I clicked on it, I think. Because I remember hearing something about that, or seeing something.
Yeah, well, Minecraft's been around for a while, but, you know, but when we were doing our show a while back, we said we need to, you know, tap into this Minecraft stuff. So we started, we made Brock Brown, which was basically a giant character who is exactly what a Minecraft character looks like. If you're familiar with Minecraft, you know what they look like. People are like, what is that? That's one of the reasons why he was a leader of the Social Outcast, because who else would lead this group? But by the way, he'll be back in 2022, just a fair warning, because you know, I just announced a lot of people who are returning for season 2022 of our show. You guys are, of course, there because you guys are the United States Tag Team Champion currently. So, of course, you'll be part of that.
I definitely watching some of those. They're very, I actually like them quite a bit. So.
It's not a problem. I mean, I know that you're a guy, but, you know, is a podcast someday is have you guys come in and do like a watch along. Like, everyone watches, like, either the same match or whatever, and everyone calls in the podcast, and we all have, like, a group chat kind of a thing on the podcast. I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think of that idea?
I like that idea, definitely. That's
a
cool idea.
You know, a person you know, John Richer, his name was, he said that maybe one of these YouTube shows that I do, why don't I have some, because I use a PS4 to do the show, of course. He suggested that I, you know, have someone, if I can, and actually me and my son tried it out and it does work, that you can actually have a guest commentator. So all you'd have to have is like the voice chat thing on the PS4 and you could actually have a commentator on. But, you know, something to look at in the future. But I think the podcast thing might be a good idea. Like if I was to have like you and Connor come on. Because I could have multiple people on the podcast. If you guys call in and I have a few other people call in, it might be entertaining. I might have to look at that. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, just message me and we can try to figure something out. Because I like that idea too. That sounds nice. Good idea.
I mean, if we all watch the same match at the same time, we're on the podcast, we all watch the same match. And we can all do like the comment, we can all do the talking on it, you know, like a watch along. I'm sure you've seen one before, but unlike other watch alongs, you're actually featured on the watch along, so one of those deals. So that's interesting stuff. But, you know, Jaden, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you want to get going, and you got a lot to do and stuff like that, and I want to be respectful of that, and I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure having you. You're always welcome on the podcast, of course. Once you're part of the, once you come into the FOL headquarters, you're always welcome here. But before you go, is there anything you want to add or say or, you know, plugs or whatever?
I don't think so. Just, you know, my Instagram is John Brooks with 3 O's and 2 S's at the end. So I don't really have anything else to say, but thank you for having me. It was a great podcast. So if you want me back on, you can message me and we'll figure something out. So.
Jay, that was a pleasure having you, man, and have a great time and stuff like that. Be safe. Keep up all the great work. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. And also, just to feel when you today, there's a match going up today on YouTube. It's actually for Connor's birthday. Actually the bonus match from yesterday. So make sure you at some point watch that, and also so Connor also sees it. You guys are in action, of course. It's a team warfare match where you guys team up with Johnny the Iceman. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's another YouTuber. Not a YouTuber. He's another Instagrammer who's also huge into fitness like you guys, and you guys team with Ernie Hudson as well. So take that's, fun stuff. All right, Jaden, we'll be in touch. You have a great time. Be safe. Enjoy your move, okay? Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Be safe, guy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was fun. That was Jaden. Doesn't he sound awesome? It was awesome. Anywho, ladies and gentlemen, that is how Dream Masters make things happen. That's how being a guest on the show is. Works. It's very, you know, nice and laxed and stuff like that. I do have a tendency just to talk and have other people talk. So, you know, it's as long as people want to be on, you know what I mean? It's, you know, people are comfortable, whatever they're comfortable, and it's fun. And, you know, it's always a relaxing time at the FRL headquarters, as always should be. And, you know, it's always cool. Anywho, we have about an hour left of this show. This is exciting. That means I have time to, let's see, what can I do? What do people think about this idea of having people on the YouTube show call this podcast and do a commentary spot and do a watch-along? That might be interesting. Also, they get heated, too, if they get competitive people, right? Like, for example, if we get, say, Connor and Jaden, they seem like the type that would be overconfident, but it would be interesting to have Connor and Jaden, who are the varsity club, a tag team, and if we were to have, like, a tag team match and they were to take on another tag team, say, oh, I don't know, the powerhouse, Tony Fitness, and JoJo the bodybuilder, who JoJo's been on this show, and Tony was almost on this show, and he will be eventually. Imagine having multiple people from multiple areas on the podcast at once watching the same show. Match. That'd be interesting. Anyway, 2022 is going to be a big year for this show. And with the software updates, we're hoping to be making some very special announcements very shortly. I also want to give a quick shout out. I know today, you know, a lot of people have been posting a lot of their videos on Instagram, or they're posting their pictures on Instagram from their matches. And people think that, you know, maybe people give them a hard time. I don't know. But here's what I get to say about it. I think you should be proud of the fact, because you got to remember, we have no control over. We build the people and we set them loose. We don't pick the winners and losers. The computer does, the machine, right? So, you know, that's something to take into account. It's the hard work and the dedication of the people we feature, I believe, that is what carries them into victory. And, of course, in real life, sometimes things come up. Sometimes we have drawbacks. We've seen champions lose titles. We've seen fan favorites lose to others. And what happens? They build themselves up and they come back and they do big things. I want to take us back to earlier in the year, back in March. The MMA Grand Prix champion up until March was Leo the Bull Curtis. And he won that title back in October of 2000. And he held the title until March of 21. He lost the title to Carter Stritzel in March of 2021. And Carter held the title until end of 2021, which is incredible. And you got to remember, MMA Grand Championship was defended every show that we featured. That's incredible. That's a lot of title defenses, a lot of different challengers, and whatnot. I don't think people can really, you know, take into effect the fact that, you know, if you win a match, you lose a match. It stinks to lose. I get that. I'm a competitive person. But if you look at all the wins you have, and you look at the messages you see and whatnot, that's kind of what you have to remember. You know, Leo the Bull Curtis lost his title back in March, lost the rematch to Carter the Cobra Stritzel, and Carter was the champion up until the end of 2021. And those of you guys who watched yesterday, you know that Leo the Bull Curtis retained. So starting things off in 2021, Leo the Bull Curtis is the MMA Grand Prix champion. But that doesn't mean Carter the Cobra Stritzel is never going to have the title again. And that doesn't mean there's not another title for Carter to hold. You got to remember when Mason and Carter Stritzel joined the roster, they were a tag team, the Stritzel Fight Club. They still are the Stritzel Fight Club. They still have the tag team capacity. And then they started winning solo titles. Carter won the MMA Grand Prix title. Mason won the F4L Icon title. And that's how that works. We have a few various different championships, which is epic, which is good. And they earn these. We don't pick the winners and losers. We don't give people titles. And if you guys watch, we have the Case of Fate events where we have a briefcase hanging above a ring. We have a hardware store brawl, basically, in which whoever climbs the ladder to get the Case of Fate, which you can cash in to face a champion at any time, that's when these surprise wins happen. And that's what happened in the end of 2021. Look what happened at the end of 2000. Look what happened on the 4th of December. On the 4th of December, we saw Mason Stritzel lose the F4L Icon Championship to Mason the Hammer Odell, who he and his brother just joined the roster at the end of 2021. They're brand new to the Spectrum. But Mason Odell already won the Case of Fate off air, cashed it in on Mason at the end of a hellacious battle with a UFC fighter, former UFC fighter, Dave Bautista. And then that's when Mason Odell defeated Mason Stritzel, who held the title for as long as he did. And he defeated everyone in the Tuscan Sun. And then, of course, we all know that Mason at the 24th won the title back in one of the most incredible Ironman matches in the history of wrestling. Of course, the main event of that show was the Hardware Store Brawl, which I'm still getting emails about, that featured three of our top tag teams, the newcomers, Henry and Hero Mina, the Mina boys. The Mina boys were just brand new. They just joined the roster not long ago. Of course, Henry, we know, was on the show not long ago. We might have to have the Mina boys come back on. They've also done other things. And also, we are on having the Stritzels in there. I know I get tons of emails about asking about when the Stritzels come in. And I have been in contact. We'll be on here as well as Jackson R. Scott and a slew of other people are coming on this show eventually. It just takes time because what, you know, fans have to understand is these people are actual, you know, people who are going out there and fulfilling their goals and their dreams and stuff. We just feature them on our show. Sometimes in situations, there's more stuff on YouTube from our show about certain people than there is about the actual people, as we found out through our own research. But, you know, that's okay. I would much rather their names get out there and stuff like that. And they earn those reputations on their own work and dedication. So when the Spritzels come on and other people, but before I get rid of it, that triangle hardware sort of ball, I mean, it's four. That was the main event because there is no match that's going to top that. You had three of the top teams of our sport, all three tag team champions in court. Connor was, I mean, we just had Jaden just on the show. Jaden was involved there. We had Jaden and Connor, the varsity club. JoJo, the bodybuilder, and Tony Fitness, the powerhouse. They're the FRL icon champions. And at that time, we had the rookies tag team champions, Henry and Hero Mina, the Mina boys. However, those of you guys who watched the show yesterday know we have rebranded those rookies tag titles since the Mina boys captured them from that other company. Now those tag titles are now called the Telenet Tag Team Championship. Now, what that means is it's the television and internet tag team champions. That's kind of like the intermediate tag team titles, but it's like TV and internet. So whenever there's a TV or an internet show, then the Mina boys will be defending the tag team titles. One thing you can depend on. Same goes for the still Jackson R. Scott. If we have a show on YouTube, you better believe they're going to be defending their titles. At least those two titles will be defended. One of the things, and of course, like I said, those are the three teams, the powerhouse, JoJo the bodybuilder, Tony Fitness. We had the Jaden Brooks and Connor Bolts. By the way, again, happy birthday to Connor Bolts. May all your dreams come true. They're the varsity club, and they're the United States Tag Team Champions, and we had Telenet Tag Team Champions, the Mina Boys. Three of the top tag teams in one hardware store brawl, and the Mina Boys, the newest team to the block, ended up winning because it just happens. But that doesn't mean that's never going to happen again. That doesn't take away from the hard work that everyone worked hard to get that to go that way. We had no control over it. No pick the losers. But the match was that entertaining, was that drawing than any other match I've seen on regular rel television in forever. I have to see some of our matches, and I have to say I call all of the action. And I've seen some matches lately that have been bar none better than anything on modern wrestling. Even if there are people not a lot of people have heard of, it's the messages they're showing, the performance they put in, they're entertaining, they're drawing, they're specific, they're realistic. You know, even if the YouTube sensation Jazz Fitness comes back, and I know a lot of people like the YouTube sensation Jazz Fitness, and yes, in 2022, the Fitness Center Challenge is back because he's back. So, you know, he's going to have open challenges on the shows. And we have some other big news about this show later, too. But we're going to wait on that information until we get confirmation about the software first. But the moral of the story is I've seen more and more people who are more excited about when they see themselves as performer show. Recently, yesterday, we had JoJo Sebastian, who was on our podcast a couple of weeks ago. And we talked about his, you know, he's a model and an actor, but he liked wrestling, so we put him in a wrestling ring. And yesterday he made his in-ring debut, and today it's all over social media. He's very proud of his performance, how he looked, and everything else. And that gives me a sense of pride that I was able to feature someone who he brings that to himself. I didn't pick the winner and loser in that. He did that on his own. And the same thing goes for all of our amazing talents, the men and the women. The women warriors of wrestling are just as tough. Let me tell you one of my favorite things ever to hear is, I was talking to one of our women warriors of wrestling who is featured. She's a current champion of the social media, the Variety. And I don't want to embarrass her by saying her name, but let's just say she's a social media champion for the women warriors of wrestling. All I have to do is say that because we all know who that is because she's defended the title since joining the roster and she's still undefeated. that's not the impressive thing. What makes me feel, you know, a sense of pride is when she tells me that when she's watching her character on air, she's literally calling to her caw, to her, you know, her video game character herself to get up, to keep going. And the fact that I know what that's like as a wrestling fan. That's what brought me into wrestling, feeling that energy from the fans who are cheering for their heroes to get up, but they're cheering for themselves to get up. That's a sense of pride. That's a wrestling fan. And she wasn't necessarily a wrestling fan per se at the beginning, but now watching her stuff on our show, I think it's helped her a little bit to see that her character is a variation of her. She's a double tough individual, and you know, we all go through hard times, but she still doesn't let the hard times get in. Like her on her wrestling shows, she might get hit tons by her opponent, but she gets up and makes the payment every time. My wife is one half of this, the Women Warriors Wrestling Tag Team Champions. Her and her tag team partner and longtime friend and co-host, DJC, who was a host, who was a guest here on the show not long ago. By the way, another quick shout out to my wife, by the way. Her birthday is coming up. So I want to give a quick shout out to my wife again, as she's getting another day younger. So happy birthday to my darling wife, who's coming up very shortly. So happy birthday, love. I love you. My wife has terrified me because she wants me to go and eat chicken wings with no fork and knife. Those people who watch this show know how horrifying that is to me. But for my wife, I will do that. That's her birthday. And I'm proud of her, by the way. She got a promotion in her job, which I'm very proud of her for that. And she's doing big things and always doing, you know, always being her, which I really love. And there's no one I enjoy spending the most time with. So, you know, she's awesome. And I'm glad that it's her birthday coming up because I get to spoil her and I get to do her. I get to, you know, do what I can for her. So I think everyone should honor their birthday. Especially. I try to do that all year round. Anywho, we got good things to do. You know, we got all kinds of in the works, and you know, Monster Mania is coming up. I know a lot of people are excited for Monster Mania coming up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, the week of the 11th through the 14th, I believe. I hope. We're going to have Dave Hagen come in here eventually, and he can tell us exactly when it is and where it is and all the details. Also want to give a quick shout-out to a few other people here. We're going to see our friends Sean, and we're going to see Tim and Kim down at Monster Mania this year. We're looking forward to seeing Tim. We've had Tim on the show a few times here. Might have to have him come on here beforehand so we can get ready to plan on the pod for the podcast for our upcoming trip to Monster Mania in March. That should be fun. And everyone else we're going to see down there, we'll have to have some of them come on here to talk about that. And again, in contact, they have Jackson R. Scott on here. We're going to have a BA champion feels about his wrestling stuff. He's one of those people, by the way, who up in the wheel let him know we didn't even know he was a pro wrestler. Minty of Comedic Arts, he was a YouTuber. You should have said, I wish I could tell you the excitement in his messages when he found out he was a wrestler on our roster and how excited he was to be on our roster and find out how tough he was. And those people who watch know Minty is pretty intense and tough. I also talked to the coffee people over there at the Dead Sled Coffee House there. We're going to have them come on here eventually, too. I've been in contact with them. They're fantastic coffee. They have gimmicked coffee where it's like, kind of like novelty coffee, like named after certain icons and stuff. They're going to be at Monster Mania. We can talk to them about what they're bringing or whatever as well. We're going to have Joe Bruin from the New England Fan Fest in All Access Entertainment. We're going to have Joe Bruin come in here and talk about his wrestling stuff and what's going on with his convention. I think it's next year, not this year, but next year I believe New England Fan Fest will be back maybe. But we're going to have Joe come on here and talk to us and, you know, come on the new podcast. And Dave hasn't been on this part of the podcast from the Hagans go, but we'll get them on here eventually. Like everyone else, they end up coming to the F-World headquarters eventually, because why? And real friends are like boomerangs. No matter how far they go, they always come back. That's how that works. Anyway, we got all kinds of great stuff coming to you guys, and this is our second show of 2022. We hope to bring you guys even more and whatnot. And, you know, eventually I have to have the kids come on here to give you their take. Again, I do want to let you guys know that my other half of Jazz and Sons Remaster, Shap Awesome, who has been on the show a couple times, will be on here at some point soon to announce the 2022 Class of Hall of Fame for the Jazz and Sons Hall of Fame. And those are former Dream Matches and Women Warriors of Wrestling who are inducting into our Hall of Fame, who, you know, have made an impact on our show, who are, you know, going to be immortalized in a, usually in an arena of their likeness. That's all exciting and fine and dandy. And again, make sure you go to YouTube to check out all the new stuff on YouTube, all our new shows on WOW. It's now called, it's no longer called the Jazz and his Icons of the F4L, because it's more than about jazz anymore. It's about the icons of the F4L as a whole, the Women Warriors of Wrestling, the Dream Masters, coming together as icons, and that's more what it's about. So that's why it's now called the Icons of the F4L. And those people who are interested in more learning more about our show or becoming on this podcast, feel free to reach out to me at our email at wowdreammatches, DREAMMATCHES @gmail.com. Or you can reach me on my Instagram. As I've been finding out, Instagram is an amazing source for keeping in contact with so forth. A lot of these people were, you know, really cool people. And a lot of these people we have on our show on YouTube will be probably coming in here eventually anyway. So let me give you guys my Instagram thingy here. You know, you would think all these shows I've done, I would remember my own Instagram, right? Yeah, not the case. Anyway, you guys can find me on Instagram at F4L.SEAN/JAZZ/STEVENS or F4L.SEAN/JAZZ/STW. Of course, that is on Instagram and whatnot. So you got to remember those things. And by the way, I'm currently in the process of getting verified, believe it or not. That's amazing. And Twitter, then I'll go with the one. I'm not going to go low about it. For more people to join us and bringing in a better world, really. Because, again, the fundamentals of being F4L, we all live the F4L way, or we all did. There wouldn't be wars, and the world would be a better place because, well, with love, care, and compassion, understanding, and respect for each other's differences, what would you have the fight about, and why wouldn't it be a peaceful world? But that takes time and effort, and we will get those things. A quick shout-out to everyone else that I missed along the way. Again, happy birthday to Connor Bolts, our friend, and one of our co-hosts, one of our one half of the tag team champions. It's Jaden's best friend, Jaden Brooks, and his tag team partner. And eventually we're going to get all the rest of them on there too. We're going to get Tony Fitness in here. We're going to have JoJo come back on here, talk about his new basketball stuff that he's been doing. We're going to have, you know, I'm going to work on getting some people so we can do this. I'm kind of waiting to see how this watch-along thing will work. You know what? I'm going to reach out to our friend Mike over at OK Thank You. Have OK Thank You jump in on this. I think that would be fun. Maybe the father-son fist bump. Give them a ring at them. And, of course, one of who made our show over the last who are coming for 2022, and there's many others. So, you know, rather than me go on for 44 minutes, according to this, which I probably could, I'm not going to, because why bother? Because everything else is you know, done. Everything else is in there. One thing I do want to say is, you know, I'm very proud of myself because I said after last year I was going to take my time with Cobra Kai, that I was going to watch it one episode at a time rather than binge watch it and then have nothing to watch the rest of the year. I am very proud of myself. I have stuck to my guns. I have only watched an episode. I'm stretching it out like I did to Sweet Tooth, which is another amazing show. And by the way, I've been also in contact with some of those guys. I'm going to try to get the cast of Tiger Rising on here, or maybe the filmmakers of Tiger Rising. It's a new anti-bullying film coming out starring Convery. And that should be a lot of fun. Christian, of course, plays Sweet Tooth on the show. And what an amazing cast on Sweet Tooth. Amazing cast in this movie. It looks amazing. And anyone who has bullied is a good friend of mine. So we'll do whatever we can make sure that happens. And anyway, folks, very shortly I'll be announcing more information as time goes on. I'm very excited because I have completed the musical that I was talking to you guys about. My first stage screenplay, which I've never read. I'm going to be talking about that next time I come on and give you a little sneak peek on that and some more stuff. Anyway, folks, may all your dreams come true. I am the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, saying, well, I already said it. May all your dreams come true. Peace, everyone.